It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Cap still with the puck. Chychrun, new stick and all. Lost the puck and it's stolen, and it's a breakaway attempt here for Buffalo. Quinn with the goal on a clear-cut breakaway. End-to-end pretty much for Quinn, and the Sabres score their sixth of the game with 14:08 to go in the third period.
Jack Quinn's goal yesterday, part of a three-point night for him. Sabres get an 8-5 win over the Washington Capitals.
Four-point night.
Yesterday?
Yeah, he's had 2 4-point nights.
I have had 3 points.
Then someone's telling me something wrong.
Having a goal, 2 assists.
Yeah, I'm looking at Joshua now.
I'm sorry, I must have miscounted.
1 + 2 = 3.
Listen, I didn't get into radio to do math.
That's fair, actually. I can't fault that one. I can't fault that one.
How many times did I think I was going to have to do math today?
More than once, by the way. That's we're adding to the total.
Great weekend for him, though. 6 total points in 2 games.
Yes.
2 goals against Philadelphia, 1 against Washington. Nice breakaway. That's one of my biggest issues with the Sabres. Every breakaway feels like it's going to save it.
It was such a convincing shot, too, yeah. Though. Like, you see him rip the dang thing, and he's just like, yep, I scored.
Up to 14 goals this year, 34 points. Still not a great year, or even good year for him by any means. But we were talking in the break there. They've got 9 games left. If he, you know, gives you a 16-goal year with how bad it's been for him at times,
you suddenly look back and go, man, this season really went off the rails. Even Jack Quinn scored 16 goals.
And especially because it'll happen at this end of the year juncture where it's like, okay, he came around. They got there. This is good. One guy that's not coming around, the Sabres did play a back-to-back. They're going to do that a lot here to end the year.
They are ready. They're going to be basically alternating these goalies every other game here because they'll play Ottawa on Tuesday. They'll have 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, where there's nothing going on games-wise. But then they're every other day at best including back-to-back games over the weekend.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday home against the Lightning, and then Sunday home against the Bruins.
And it is very much, it's the first, then you got the break to the sixth, then 8th, 10th, 12th, 13th, 15th, 17th. It is every other day.
Yeah.
Except for then there's a Saturday, Sunday.
So going back to this weekend, Saturday, they lost 7-4 to
Both
Philadelphia.
Both of those weekends, it's ridiculous that they're back-to-backs.
Yeah, well, they got to make up the games eventually.
But that's four straight weekends of back-to-backs.
Yeah, they got to make up these games eventually. It's brutal.
It's just weird.
So Saturday, they lose 7-4 to Philadelphia. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, let them all in. We talked about it a lot last week of, like, where do you go with him? What goaltending and special teams.
And I went
has
into.
Clearly the, sunk your season.
And I went into goaltenders are weird. They are fickle. It is sometimes, I dare even say evil. Sorry. No
there.
Offense.
There we go.
But, because we have a pair of goalies in this building, in Josh and Owen. So.
Wait a minute. Don't put me in the same conversation as him. He's up here and I'm down here.
Hey, quality of goalies still means you're a goalie.
I guess that's fair.
You have the equipment.
All right.
You've got a little bit of evil in you, and that's okay. That's okay. It's also one of the hardest positions to predict. By the way, if you want an indicator of how the weekends are going to go, they're going to lose the Saturday game and win the Sunday games. And the opponents kind of make sense for it.
Mm-hmm.
The Saturday is Tampa Bay and Florida. The Sundays are Boston and then at Tampa Bay. And they've also lost the Saturday games for each of these last weekends and won the Sunday games. So if you do that to end the rest of the year, I'm just not talking about the Sabres with a game day going on because it's not working for me on my Sports Talk Saturdays.
It's working terribly for you.
Yeah.
I do want to say
But to go back to Luukkonen.
Yeah, real quick, I want to say this on him. We're at the end of March. Tomorrow's April 1st.
Correct.
He's let up 5-plus goals 4 times this month.
It's not been good. And ever since they came back from the Four Nations tournament, he has been bad. Mm-hmm. That is objectively the right way to say it. I know we've got a lot of UPL stands, a lot of people that love UPL. The personality that he brings to a locker room seems a little more on the wholesome angle. It's not been good enough this year.
Nope.
And especially after the tournament. There were times at the beginning of the year that UPL was winning you games, legitimately keeping you in games. Now, you look at why the Sabres have a bottom 10 penalty kill and go, goaltending is one of the biggest reasons why.
That's part of it.
Your best defender on the penalty kill has to be your goaltender. And oftentimes with the Sabres, it is not.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly when Luukkonen has been in shorthanded, it's been a disaster at times. They are not good enough defensively, so I know this is not a strictly UPL thing. I do think that they need to get rid of the defensive assistant in Marty Wilford. It's that players are stagnating in their development at this point. I'm done.
Yeah.
You need someone else in there because whoever's in there right now is not working. I need my special teams changed up. That is something that has been said for years now.
Yeah, we're at 2 years though now where it's been actively harmful.
It's harmful. The special teams have sunken 2 of your seasons. As a matter of fact, when you got 1 point out of the playoffs a couple years ago, your power play was a good reason as to why you were successful, but then it started a massive decline in the second half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You need to change those tactics. You need to add another top four option. If I say the words Matias Samuelsson to someone on the street, I can't properly quote back the answers that get set.
It gets hostile.
Yeah, not just hostile. It would get us fined.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so.
Whether or not rightfully so with the word choices is one thing. It's that he has not been good enough and signed a bloated extension.
Mm-hmm.
And that extension now looks like a blight upon their cap. You cannot go back into this next season running it back with the same decor and expect for whoever is in net, be it Luukkonen, say Reimer comes back, or Levi takes that next step in his development. You cannot run back the same defensive core. Cannot. It is impossible to sell that not just to the fans or the media. That's hard to sell back on your own team for the players in net. Has Rasmus Dahlin improved immensely as a defender? Yes. Is he the only one that I truly trust on a night-in, night-out basis? Also, yes. Owen Power does need to find a little bit more of his defensive game. He's always going to be a guy that makes great plays for you offensively. That is his style. It's always been since you drafted him from Michigan. He does need to find a little bit more of that defensive intelligence, and that's why I think that you need to shake up the coaching as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to add another player to the top four. Give Power someone that he can consistently skate with. And, hell, give Matias Samuelsson a break from the top 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, it's hurting him. He's not, he's shown he's not that guy. Maybe he plays better if you put him on the bottom pair. But you cannot go back in there next year with effectively the same defensive core. You can't. It's not feasible. And in goal, you cannot run back the same plan of just, hey, maybe UPL or Levi is the breakout again. You have to have a veteran goaltender in there. Because James Reimer has proven to you he can do at least just enough for you.
Would that be plan A, though? I think at this
plan
point...
Plan A is get a veteran goaltender in which one of you two kids figures this out in training camp. We'll deal with the ramifications if UPL's the odd man out of this. But we cannot have the same plan for a third year in a row.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying is, like, is plan A then James Reimer, who has played well-ish?
Plan A is veteran goaltender. It is not exclusively James Reimer.
But is a veteran goaltender with one of the young guys, I think we are...
A veteran goaltender we are leaning with starting towards Levi experience, yes.
UPL at this point is giving you half a season of good play.
And the thing is that if there is something to that, maybe it's the trade market. And maybe UPL is the player that goes off in return. And you get a goaltender back and a player or a pick because of UPL's youth.
Mm-hmm. Is that maybe where you pair him with your first round pick this year?
And you actually go get a guy?
Noah Ausland to make the trade?
No.
No, I'm not saying all three.
No, I'm saying...
Just no.
Give up any notions of trying to trade Noah Ausland, please.
Jack Quinn. Do you pair those guys together or the pick together?
If he ends on a heater, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that UPL's value to get a veteran goaltender, a 1B sorts, is not a bad idea. Because at some point, it is not feasible to have these two goaltenders, these two younger goaltenders, vying for the same thing and... Kind of like the wild card two in the Eastern Conference, nobody seems to truly grab it.
No, the teams at the bottom of the playoff run in the East are terrible. All of them are. They're all bad.
But it's kind, and I'm saying that it's not necessarily that these players are terrible. It's that neither of them has grabbed the situation either.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You thought it was going to be Levi first. At the end of the season, he actually played really well. He had good numbers for it. Then UPL takes over the crease, and he's the one that seems to claim it. But then he takes a step back. You cannot go into it with another year of this is the plan, because it should not be.
It shouldn't be. It can't be.
And you need a little bit more defensive support.
It's sinking your team. We've brought up the power play as well and the penalty kill. But you've brought up, too, like on the penalty kill, your goaltender has to be good.
Your goaltender has to be not just good, the best defender.
And it's just we've all gone through the stats. I mean, even their goal differential is not bottom of the East. It's not. May not be, you know, one of the top three teams, but it's not bottom.
Ready? It's better than the team holding wild card two.
Montreal. -26 for them, -26 for the Sabres.
It's better than all but the Rangers and the Blue Jackets.
Yeah. In terms of goals scored, no one in the wild card race or below is better than you. Nobody.
As a matter of fact, you're better than one of the teams solely in a playoff position in the New Jersey Devils.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
This thing too, we brought up the idea of how do you get the fan base engaged, Mitch Marner. Right. Like that, that became the
That's how you get the fan base engaged.
Yeah.
What you still absolutely cannot do is you cannot run it back, because this season has shown that that's a bad idea.
That's a terrible idea. But I mean, like the Mitch Marner thing, where it's like, that'd be fun, but we're still having these same conversations. They're scoring a ton of goals. Mitch Marner all of a sudden isn't going to improve the defense. Like you brought up, he's not a defenseman. He's not. He's a forward. So all of a sudden, it'd be you sign Mitch Marner, you still have to make moves in the top four of your defensive pairing. You still need to give Owen Power a solid line mate. You still have to do that. You still have to do something in net. And that's where I was so gung-ho on that idea last week. I don't want to say I'm less so now. I don't know. It's like the third biggest need for them.
And that's
it'd be flashy, it'd be fun. It's not dire.
It's not their biggest need, because the first two needs are rework your top four and mm-hmm. add someone in there, and make sure you don't go into the next season with the same goaltender plan.
Yeah, it's a lot like the wide receiver conversation
and then
with the Bills.
Number three is, oh, by the way, it'd be nice if you added another top six forward.
Yeah, it's the wide receiver conversation with the Bills. If Luther Burden or Matthew Golden are available at 30, yeah, it'd be really cool. Be awesome. You're probably sitting there going, all right, Allen's back to 4,000 yards, likely, depending if those two hit.
That said,
but
in order to gain a top four defenseman, mm-hmm. you may have to pay the price of a top six forward, depending on quality of defenseman.
Right.
So what does that mean? Well, then that's how you get Mitch Marner,
mm-hmm.
is you have to make room, quote unquote. And how do you make room? Well, getting a top four defenseman to help out your defensive core sure would help.
Yeah, sure would help. It would do it.
You'd get a steady partner, say for Dahlin or Power, a person who can play every role, and that's not going to come cheap.
And that's what worries me.
That's where it's like, as a person who is a fan of J.J. Paterka in a Buffalo Sabres uniform, that kind of worries me. Of you probably have to get rid of a caliber like him in order to get a caliber of defenseman that I'm describing.
Well, I more mean that worries me in the sense of I just don't, based off the history of the Buffalo Sabres, I don't see them spending big in free agency. I don't see them being very active in trade deadlines. I just
and
don't see that.
If that's the case, then you are looking mm-hmm. at the general manager still needs to be fired.
Yeah.
He has a chance to save himself. That's really the thing. This mm-hmm. is not about fire Kevin Adams. This is, you have an opportunity to save it. Not everything is garbage about this team, even though they're last place in the East. Not everything's terrible.
No.
Somehow, I can say that and not be lying to you or myself.
Mm-hmm.
What I do have to say is you do have to make moves this time and show people that you've learned your lesson from two off seasons ago, where you did not strike when the iron was hot. You now need to, because the quality of the roster demands it, make these moves. The quality of the roster demands it, and you are in year six of your tenure.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I look at a team like Detroit, and if they go another season of just being mid-personified and miss the playoffs, Detroit's got to be having conversations about Steve Yzerman at this point.
You believe in the Yzer plan?
What plan?
I know what plan. It's not Tampa.
It's not Tampa. You keep doing a bunch of,
kind of what it is.
And now the Sabres, it's the same thing of you're heading into year six, and what do we have to show for it? It is not about the playoff drought. It is about your tenure.
Yeah.
And you need to prove it. And yes, there are of course going to be questions of if Terry ever has, you know, the fortitude to actually make the move, pull the trigger, and get rid of him.
That's a big part of it for me.
That's not the issue here.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it is about Adams protecting what Adams' tenure can be. He can save it. There is something salvageable here. But you cannot sit on your hands one more time as you're fearing. If the fears become reality, the criticism gets louder.
Mm-hmm.
And it should. If he wants to save this and save his tenure as a general manager in hockey, instead of being just called the guy, fair or unfairly, instead of just being called the guy who was elevated because it's not the right thing. I do want to make sure I say it. But the notion becomes, it's just a yes man for Terry.
Right.
That's why he has this job. You have a chance to make sure that that criticism never comes to light as the reason that you're truly there.
803-0550, the number to call. Thoughts on the Sabres? They did split the weekend series. Both exciting games. Scored a lot. Gave up a lot of goals.
Last three games
well.
Has been...
The last three, yeah.
Last three have been kind of on drugs.
We did also, in a win, still get an Ovechkin goal. He is now four away from tying Wayne Gretzky, five from taking it. They have 9 games to play.
That's a best of both worlds scenario.
Yes, it is.
And he just has to keep scoring at an every other game clip right now to keep it going.
Do you think he gets it?
No. I think that he doesn't.
That you said no.
I think that he doesn't. And that is going to force an interesting decision of...
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's not a guarantee to be an NHL player next year, regardless.
I think he is. How many goals does he have this year?
He's got 37 goals this year.
No, I feel like at a certain point you're like,
I'm talking about his passion.
Oh.
I thought you were talking about the skill and ability. I was going
to
say.
He wants to go and play at home at some point before it's all done.
But with the way he's playing right now, he's got... I think in the KHL, he'll have at least 5 more years left. Like the way he's playing right now.
Yes, but he also...
How long do you want to wait for that, though?
Exactly.
Sure.
That's where the passion comes in.
Do I need to really come back in for another entire season just to play one or two games to break this record?
I think he does it. Think about how the season's going. If they were like a tank team...
Now, how controversial would it be if he doesn't get it and then does not return?
See, I already think the NHL's like kind of like sweating this out.
Yeah.
Like they need this has been the storyline all year. You never really want these records to be broken.
I don't think
to
it would
start
happen.
A year.
Like I know what I'm saying, I'm not predicting to happen. But it is something that is worth speculating because I mean the guy wants to play at home and you think at some point like it's gonna end.
Yeah, eventually that comes calling.
Eventually that comes calling.
I think he gets it.
I don't know if he gets it this year.
I think they are going to push hard. It's 5 goals to get it. They've got 9 games, and they're in a really good spot playoff-wise.
You also forget that hockey has a lot of randomness to it.
It does. Don't disagree with that at all.
And you're on a strict timeline now. You need to score every other game. Slightly higher than that. But you need to score in 5 of the next 9. For someone like Alex Ovechkin, that's not easy.
No, it's not. He's been on a very good pace up to this point. He has been.
It's not easy.
No.
Even for him.
A part of me is like, they're going to force the issue. They are going to get this
they're
done.
Safely in a playoff spot, but also, they've lost 3 straight. And they want to make sure that they keep their stranglehold on first place. It is a stranglehold right now.
It is, yep.
They're 9 points clear of anyone else, but they're sliding.
But, well, that's the thing. In 9 games, you can absolutely lose that first place lead.
Yeah.
And they're already, I think, analytically, not the most loved team in terms of like, oh, they're going to walk to the Eastern Conference Final.
Right.
They look like a team that you could struggle against a bad wildcard team.
Matter of fact, say Ovechkin doesn't get the goals record here, gets injured in the playoffs, God forbid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's an interesting question to be had about the future of Alex Ovechkin and actually if he breaks the goal record.
I wonder, too.
Like I said, I'm talking out of the side of my face right now, mm-hmm. about this. I know it's not very realistic what I'm saying. It's just interesting to think about.
I also, we don't know the inner workings of the locker room. How much do you think a lot of these guys, like, it would deflate them if he doesn't get it going into the playoffs? No, of course, you want to win a cup. That's first. But this is a career achievement.
But on the way
past
here,
the great one.
To say that I was here for it.
Yes. I imagine some of these guys are like, I would love to assist.
On the final.
On the final one for a record that for a long time was perceived as unbreakable.
As one of the unbreakables. Yeah.
I got to imagine they'd be a little deflating. I think that's got to be something, mm-hmm. too, if you're the team of, like, we need to get that going into the playoffs. Like, it's actually good. It's this stretch run rather than him breaking it in February, where now we've got 2 months to kind of wrap this season up. Now it's like, we could do this on the final day of the regular season. You know, that'd be a nice bonus.
Against Pittsburgh.
Stop it!
Yeah, that's their final game. It's on the road, which is the shame in all
that's
of it.
That's better. That's so much better.
But I will say, I would have loved for him to be able to have broken this in front of fans, in front of Washington's faithful.
Mm-hmm.
But that would mean that he has to score 5 in the next 7 games.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
And the tickets kind of show it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look on the secondary market right now for prices for these games, the two highest are the last home game against Columbus.
Of course.
Because it might be the last chance you see Ovechkin in the regular season in a Caps uniform.
Mm-hmm.
If he breaks it, for example, he's not going to come back, I don't think.
Okay.
Except for playoffs, obviously. Mm-hmm. But those are, you've got your playoff ticket, you're not giving it up to anyone.
Yeah, right.
And then the other one, which is 165, is in Pittsburgh.
That's so good.
Because you have a chance to legitimately see, A, the last of Alex Ovechkin playing against Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
And B, if Gretzky watches on.
That's so good. 803-0550, the number 2 call. Let's take a call here before we take our next time out. Vince is with us. Vince, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, good, thanks. Wanted to get your thoughts on this. We all know the Sabres need a shakeup. Just wondering if you think Adams would have the guts to do a move of this magnitude, Tage Thompson and Matias Samuelsson for Travis Konecny and Sanheim.
I feel like Tage is too valuable. That's not.
Yeah, like, that's sort of where I like the gusto, Vince. I do, because I need anything that raises the pulse for me with the Sabres. I think he's too valuable. In 2 years, yes. I think there would be something like this. I think you're still in the middle of Tage's prime, and I think there is a feeling probably within the organization because of what they've said of the solutions internal and stuff like that. I think they believe a right turn instead of a left twice.
They're also,
but this is also a bad year in the East, and they still can't do it. So
yeah,
I would not trade Tage.
No.
I will say, though, in maybe a year, maybe two, it's not as crazy of a thought.
I will say, I do like the idea that he brings up of the sum of the trade is better than mm-hmm. the parts.
Yep.
But it's, you picked the wrong part. Tage Thompson is not a player that
they love Konecny, though.
Yeah. The thing is, Konecny, the combination of Konecny and Sanheim, it's a good combo coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And the sum is equal to the parts.
Yeah.
And yes, you're getting rid of Samuelsson, but you're also, ready? This would have to be indicative of you sign, like, I need the guarantee in blood that you have Mitch Marner ready to sign.
Yeah.
I'm not taking a single chance on that idea unless it's guaranteed in blood that Mitch Marner's a Buffalo Sabre.
That's simply too positive and aggressive of an offseason for Buffalo Sabres team.
But I cannot fathom that a trade like that happens and you don't get a player like that, because I have already said mm-hmm. you need to add to the top six.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Thoughts on the Sabres? I kind of like the idea of that trade. I wouldn't do it. I just like that it's being brought up.
It's a fun trade to make in, like, NHL 25.
Sure, yeah.
But if I actually saw it happen, I would soil my trousers out of frustration.
I don't even know what my reaction would be. Not good, but I don't totally know what my reaction would be. Also want to touch on, again, some of the stuff Sal Capaccio brought up in the first hour. I haven't been able to touch on it. I really do want to get to that franchise tag potentially point for James Cook if we do happen to get there. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the North Sound Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.